morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am, and I mean this sincerely, I've known this guy for a very long time. And he, in essence, he is a true leader. And his name is John Barrett. Now, he was the mayor of North Adams. Well, right after they named the city North Adams, he was their first mayor, along with John Adams and Quincy.
But
he was mayor there for what, 26?
26 years, yes.
26 yep. years. Now, for those people who follow things like that, that's a real leader. And real leaders sometimes have people who don't like them because they lead. And I will say this about John Barrett. I've worked with John kind of on old radio station, new radio station, when he was here in Pittsfield. And boy, do we miss him, because as I once told him, he could see a pothole 300 meters away. My good friend Jimmy Roberto could fall in the pothole. But that's the difference. Jimmy was a cultural guy. John's a hands-on guy. So without further ado, my friend John Barrett, and John, thank you so much for coming on. This is Patriots Day. We're recording this. This will air on Wednesday, the 17th. The legislature, what's going on? How are we doing?
Well, on the House side of it, we're dealing with the budget now. The budget came out, and we've offered our amendments. And starting next week, I think it's on the 24th, 25th, 26th, somewhere in there. I think it might even be the 25th that starts. But I know it's 24th, and we'll start deliberations on it. And as the process works at the State House, it starts with the governor who gave us a budget back in January. We take that budget and use it as a framework and develop our own budget, and hopefully that will be passed on the 25th or 26th of April. And then it will go over to the Senate, and they will craft their own budget, and then it'll end up in a conference committee. I hope it ends up better than it did last year, when it wasn't settled almost until September for various reasons. And but it's a tough budget year, and it's because there's so much unknown out there.
See,
that's the thing. I mean, what we've seen, 10 days ago, everybody was reeling. The economy was going great. The stock market was going nuts. Revenues were starting to improve. And here we are sitting in the middle of a situation that is going to cause more stress on inflation with higher oil prices. Guaranteed, they got a reason to raise gas prices, so they'll raise them. And and teetering on some very delicate situations, across the pond, as they say. And so we have to see what's going to happen there. So it's a difficult time, and to be in government. And I never thought that I would be here at this stage of my life, but I am. And so it's good. It's good, if nothing else. I'm not the brightest light on the tree, but hopefully the experience factor can help a little bit. I do have access and some input to things now after being there a few terms and serving as a chairman. So it does give me some input into the process. And I've been by no means a heavy hitter down there, but I do have the ability to give some voice to the Berkshires, not just to my district. And we are, and to many, we are like a foreign country. I don't think they understand the problems that we face out here. Even things like farms, some of them never been on a farm in their life, I guess. Those are things that we have to deal with that are different. Our economy is different. Our transportation needs are different, and we have to address them. And what works in the eastern, the western part or central part of the state doesn't mean they're going to work out here. So I think I've tried to focus in on that. I don't understand a lot of the things still that go on, but I have a voice in some of the things and can do well for my district and hopefully for the Berkshires as a whole.
Well, and you know, as we sit back and we look at things and what you just said, you know, sometimes it's better to be a little bit naive. But what you have contributed, and I have to say this, your experience, and you said it, your experience, you know, you bring a lot to the table. And you're right. I can remember back and forth to Boston, and you're right. They have no clue of. Thank God for Duval Patrick, because at least he brought some focus to the Berkshires. And I always really liked that governor, but yeah, it's going to be a tough year by the time you come up with a budget.
Yeah, it is because of the uncertainties that are out there. You know, it's just at the national level's a mess, and you know, thankfully we have a very strong congressman that represents us out here, and Richie Neal,
Very
who's
strong,
been
great guy.
very very helpful in the experience factor there. He's been there since the late 80s.
And respected.
Yeah, he's
And
very.
respected by both sides.
And what I like best about him is that he doesn't seek the limelight. Very rarely do you see him on MSNBC or Fox or any place else. He just does the job, gets it done, and has good relationships and knows how to work both sides of the aisles to get things done. And it's not easy down there. You know, the Republican Speaker of the House is going to be lucky if he holds on to his
Yeah.
job. And it may and the Democrats are the ones that may help him take. Hang on to the job because he may need their votes to stay there. But
Yeah.
right now we've got to deal with a lot of crisis, and people don't understand why are we in Ukraine? Why are we concerned about the Middle East? Because they have effects on us, the impacts. Look at you know, just the oil prices alone. But I don't understand why we produce more oil than any of them for our country and what's going on. And but they're just situations that just are mind-boggling. But and I'm concerned about the future generation kids
Me
and
too.
what they're going to face, and it's just so much different today. And so there's a lot of issues going on in our world. I just pray to God that everything works out, and this year we can settle things out one way or the other, and start getting back to the basics of running this country. And it's still the best country in the world to live
Yeah.
in, and it's the best democracy, and we don't want to see, lose our democracy in any which way there, and have the ability to say what's on our mind.
And as someone who has lived in several other countries, to include the UK, we still have so many more rights than other countries. And I mean rights. And I'm like you. I get very nervous when I hear this, I'm going to save democracy or democracy's in jeopardy. John, I'm an old man. Thanks for not noticing. This is the first time I've ever heard that rhetoric, saving democracy. Really and truly, that's pretty scary stuff. To me, anyhow, that verbiage, it incites things, I think.
Yeah, and it's something that the people, you know, sometimes we just overlook things. You know, even living out here in the Berkshires, we have a great spot to live in, and it's beautiful, and things like that. And we sometimes don't realize it's the same thing with it with when they mention democracy and the ability to have the right to say things and elect who we want to elect and not be intimidated. I mean, that's very important. And but those are freedoms that so many people lost their lives for, and you know, fighting in wars that were on the other side of the world. But they did it because they believed in the rights of Americans. And every Memorial Day and every Veterans Day, you know, we recognize that, and we sort of come together as a nation and see how important it is that we have these rights and everything. Do we always like our political leaders and what they do? Absolutely not.
No.
Some of them I'd like to, you know, give them a good tongue lashing,
Yeah.
but you know what? It still is the ability to be able to give a good tongue lashing and know
Right.
that I'm not going to be thrown in the
Jail.
the jail someplace and things like that. But so many people have worked so hard. So I think we'll come back to that. I'm still an optimist in that sense.
Oh,
And
I hope. I
you know, life isn't a smooth road, and there are bumps in it. And like anything else, we'll get to that smooth end again for a certain period of time.
And somebody said, I can remember somebody telling me down there when I was there that this is the real democracy in action. This isn't textbook stuff. You know, it's an old guy that, oh, he's my age now. What then he, what I am now. And he was, he had worked there over 40 years. He was just a seasoned guy. And you kind of reinforcing what you just said, while you're here, kid, he said, while you're here, kid, you're going to see ups and downs and fights. And these two guys are fighting today. And tonight you'll see them in a restaurant together. So they're, you know, I guess you've lived through a lot of political turmoil, a lot of political smoothness. I guess one of the things that I want to say that on the bright side, all your efforts and everyone's efforts, Congressman Neal, everybody, bringing back North Adams Hospital to me was one of the better things that has happened this year.
Well, it sure is. I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be a game changer for Northern Berkshire and even those and even though close to the Mohawk Trail, those smaller communities that didn't have any which way to go, maybe to Greenfield sometimes. But I think it's very important for a lot of reasons, and it's going to lead to a lot of good things. It's going to help us get some doctors maybe back here, primary physicians and things like that. So it's got to be a spike up into the economy. I mean, we went through some very bad times. I didn't see a lot of them because I wasn't in office, and it happened after I had left. But when the hospital closed, and but there in Northern Berkshire, we're facing a lot of problems that have to be dealt with. And I wish I was closer to getting back into the fray. I can only help bring set the table, but then they won't let me eat anything when I get there, I guess, or buy the groceries. And that's okay in a sense. But we have to come together and rebuild our economy up here. We're going through some very difficult times. And we don't have a road close to us. That's why I'm working hard to get the Northern Tier Railroad in place somehow, some way. It's not going to be competition to the so-called East-West higher speed line that's going to eventually go into Pittsfield. It goes into Pittsfield now, but it's going to be much faster. But it's going to be an avenue up here if we get the Northern Tier in that'll allow people to get to Boston in less than 3 hours. And for me, that would be a blessing. I won't see it. I won't be able to take advantage of it because it's a few years down the road. But it's important that we have transportation. In Massachusetts, there's no way to solve the transportation problem outside of rail service of some type,
Absolutely.
east to the west. You can't change the roads. You can't improve them. You know, this isn't back in the late 50s when they built the Mass Turnpike, and we're fortunate they started it in the west because we knew it would be completed to get us to Boston, but also it led us into New York State and things like that. That was a gem. But to build that road today would be an impossibility because of the disruption it would cause and the neighborhoods that were lost and things like that. That's just an impossibility now. So the only real answer to it is good rail service, and there's no reason why we can't have it at least the beginnings of it in the north and the south of Berkshire County. And I think that's critical. I really do. It's going to be a game changer.
I think I agree 100% with you. And again, living in other countries, not everybody had a car. When I was a kid, when I first started this, I was shocked. You don't have a car? Oh no, we take the bus or whatever, or the rail. But the other piece is they got to get the trains to run on time. And
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's good at that. Wasaic, what that goes in and out of Grand Central. If they're say the train is leaving at 6:58, don't be there at 6:59, because it's gone. And I think they've perfected that. But having that rail service, having the hospital, and I think, and I'll embarrass you now, if it wasn't for John Barrett, Mayor John Barrett, there probably wouldn't have been a mass mocha. Working in with the governor at the time, Jane Swift, that you, what you guys pulled off there is amazing.
Well, it is because it actually went through three governors, went through Dukakis and then Weld, then
Oh yeah.
Scannucci, and then Jane Swift, and actually right through to Deval Patrick, who came up with a pot of money to, so that they could expand and complete the facility there. And I often say to people, they call us politicians in a very derogatory way. I'd like to think we're government servants, but
I would like to think that.
I think the big thing, if it is nothing happens without the support of political leadership, and nothing can be stopped without political involvement in it. So, but the mass mocha has always been something that I took great pride in, because I fought very hard for that, and burnt a lot of bridges and upset a lot of people, including those in the eastern part of the state. In the state house, many of them, but there was a state house eventually that came through. And I look at they have something on mass mocha. They did it one time. It just said that convincing three governors to basically invest in this project, of and of both parties, I may add,
Yeah.
to get it done. And as I told Joe Thompson, who was the executive director at that time, I said, you go play Henry Kissinger or whatever, keeping everybody happy, and let me be the heavy in the thing, and
Yeah.
to get it done, because it was the only game in town when you think about it. Sprague Electric, my first month in office, announced they're going to be moving their corporate headquarters out of there. In less than
Yeah.
6 years, 1,600, 1,700 jobs were gone. Another 500, 600 jobs were gone with the other mills in the area, including
Yeah.
Arnold Print Works in the town of Adams. And then you throw on top of that, the largest employer at that time in the Northern Berkshires was General Electric.
Yeah.
And close to 1,000 to 1,500 jobs that were coming from North County were lost. So it was a very difficult time, and a lot of people don't know about it, but obviously because they weren't there. They always assumed things were there, and they weren't. So I think that now here we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of Mass Mocha, and I'll tell you, it's been the foundation for a lot of things happening. I wish more had been done in the lines of housing. I think that they should go back to a program that I had started when I was mayor that took many of these dilapidated properties and formed a small nonprofit, which is run by the city. And it was called Housing Opportunities Inc., HOI, which they went in, bought these houses up with money that we got in state and federal programs, bought them up, fixed them up, renovated them, and then offered them back to people for a first-time home buyers program. Something like a 2% rate, mortgage rate, and put down $2,000. They had to be working. And that's how you rebuild neighborhoods and cities and towns and every place that have fallen in disrepair. You can't let outsiders come in, and I don't say that in a derogatory way, but they want to take advantage of the situation. They buy these houses up cheap, they do the minimum, and then they throw people in them and then charge exorbitant rents. I'll give you an example that just last week I had received several calls from people. They still call me. I some things I just can't do. It's not my game anymore. And but this one individual said they just bought my house. Somebody from, I believe he said Dracut, Massachusetts, bought the apartment complex I'm in. I've been paying $500 a month. They increased my rent to $1,450 a month.
Whoa.
And so how are they, where are these people going to go? See, everybody's talking about the migrant problem, which is a serious problem, but
Yeah.
these are people that we grew up with and knew, and many of them retired now, and they're being thrown out of their homes. And And something's wrong with that system. And I know this is America and it's a free enterprise system, but communities have to do something to protect these
Yeah.
people and help them, because this is I don't have an answer for it, to be very honest with you. You know, and
I really think that is a crisis throughout Berkshire County. Housing itself, even in Pittsfield. And let's just say it's not going to get better until people like yourself, you sit back and you know the problem and you come up with solutions. Mayor Tyer tried that here, if you remember. I think we got to get off the grand, and not, this isn't directed at you at all, or Richard Neal. The grandstanding is done. I mean, you have these yahoos every time you turn. It depends what side of the fence they're on. If you turn on MSNBC, it's A, B, and C. If you turn on Fox, it's C, C and D. And they're always there. And I got a nice, speaking of this, and something I really hold near and dear to my heart. Congressman Neal made a comment about this program, why he likes to come on it, because it's a conversation, not an interview. And what he says, I give him a chance to say the whole thing, like you. I want people to hear from the doers, the people that are doing it, not the second, third, fourth hand people. So, and I have to just say this. I had to go to Boston last week to the Mass General. That turnpike needs some work, dude. Holy crap. Oh, man. It's almost everywhere. And, one of the things that I remember about you when you came to Pittsfield, and that was the manholes. And I show my wife, and she now sees it. Every manhole just about in Pittsfield is collapsing. That's where the big bumps are. And you found it when they redid Center Street, and you made them redo the manholes. And you know what? Center Street's probably one of the best streets to still drive on.
I thought the program that we and I say we, there was others involved in this, was a good program, and I was heartened by the fact that they're talking about going back to it after this winter and addressing it. You
Yeah.
have to have, see, that's what's happened in most of our communities. They took even a lot of the ARPA money was used for personnel, other things that
Yeah.
were not one-time appropriations, fixing their streets, doing some capital improvements. That's what it was intended to do. And we see our infrastructure all over the state, even the country. I
Yeah.
mean, Biden has addressed it with a great program that they've got in place now, to start, fixing the infrastructure that needs to be fixed. I mean, in North Adams, they got two main bridges that have collapsed, basically. One
Yeah.
of them hasn't been shut down completely, but now they're talking about looking at other avenues and stuff like that. But in Massachusetts, they have been negligent in that area, and they need a dedicated source of revenue to pay for it. I mean, right now, the sales tax, and I mentioned the story when I first ran for this office because I was shocked by it and didn't realize it, is that a penny on the sales tax goes directly to the MBTA for metro transportation down there. And we're struggling out here to fix our transportation needs, but that's statewide. I don't know what the figure is. It's over $1 billion a year from the sales tax. Oh, it's got to be more than that. It's probably $1.5 billion that goes directly to the MBTA, into the black hole, as I call it. And now they're talking about free transportation down there, and not
Yeah.
even charging the people to ride around. Well, it's very expensive from take a bus trip from North Adams to Pittsfield to go to the unemployment office or
Yeah.
other things. You talk about the hospital, even going to the hospital, but it's an expensive trip, and it's an all-day trip sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
When you see those things happening, you start to question them. But like I say, a penny of it. But getting back, they need a dedicated source of revenue in this state. You know, a lot of people were upset when the fair share tax amendment, when millionaires are taxed enough, but that has created a tremendous pot of money this coming year to deal with two things it can be used for: the transportation and also for education, two areas that have to be funded, but it's found a dedicated source in those two areas. I mean, but others, the same with the Massachusetts small school building assistance program. I mean, that's done a lot of that is has been funded as part of the sales tax. So, but you got to find dedicated sources because people can't be taxed to death anymore. And especially the property tax, it's been killing people, especially out in the western part of the state.
One of the things too, and I know this is one of your pet peeves, and it's come to my attention through the input from the Polish princess. The utility bills, especially electric. I mean, boy.
Well, let me just jump in. We had the DPU up here in December, and I and my colleagues, we sort of raked them over the coals pretty good. We brought change about the Western Mass, or especially, you know, the Berkshire delegation. I was the ringleader in the sense that I went after them pretty hard and drafted a few letters about what was going on here. One thing about it is that we've improved how people can get into an aggregation system in the respective communities. The rates are set for the next 3 years for electric. Last year, many of these communities had to go with the ebb and flow of, you know, oil prices and natural gas prices to determine, you know, what was going to happen. So we have made improvements there. But, you know, as I said to the commissioner, chairman of the DPU, I said, listen, why does it take a town of Windsor 2 years to get their aggregation program going? But guess what? It's finally going to happen.
Look.
We've got it, and every citizen should be a member of their local community's aggregation. Don't listen to these fly-by-nighters that call you up and say, you know, they've got a deal for you and we're going to drop your rates and
Oh,
this
yeah.
and that. And then 3 months after you're there, they probably go up three, four, five times. But those have been stabilized in the way that they've done it. So the rates right now, and I do know most of Berkshire County that are part of this aggregation program, the rates are stable for the next 3 years. Not as less as they under what National Grid or Eversource is charging, but it's a good three, I don't know, 3 cents maybe, and somewhere in that neighborhood. But it does mount up after a while. But it was this delegation that really raised the cackles of many people, and in the DPU, which I'm not on their Christmas card list, I can tell you that much. But it's that's what I'd like to do, though, is get that kind of change, because it has had a very positive impact.
Well, the impact is dramatic. The Polish princess and I now, we used to be on fixed incomes. Now we're on shrinking incomes. Yeah, I mean, when you hear all about all this inflation, I understand and I worry about the causes of it. There was just a thing on, I forget what it was. A family of four went to McDonald's and it was like 40, 38 or 40 bucks, but at McDonald's. And we'll get it under control. I have a lot of faith in this country.
Well,
I
I
give
know
out
one thing.
factories, I believe me, and some of them, while you hear all wonderful things about them until you go there.
Yeah, I mean, I remember back, a lot of people remember back into the early 80s, and I mean, when it was just rampant. I mean, public employees, even in the private sector, receiving 7 and 8% pay raises, and it couldn't keep up with the inflation. And Ronald Reagan was the president at the time. Eventually it got under control, but I had a mortgage at that time that was 14%,
We did too. We
you
did
know,
too.
and you know, you remortgaged and got it back down, where today, you know, some are still who've gotten it, you know, a year and a half ago, Or in the area of 4%. So it does come back. But what I don't understand about this inflation more than anything else is I don't know if it's real. I think it's the gougers out there, the people taking advantage of it, the businesses taking advantage. And I don't know who, not local businesses. I'm talking this starts someplace else, and I just cannot believe how they've gone up. Now, the egg situation, I could understand that there was a problem, and now we've got it again with the
Bird flu.
blue flu, I guess is what they call it, and
Bird.
bird flu, not blue flu. Blue flu is something else from another time, but it's just mind-boggling some of the other stuff and how they've increased it. And I know transportation rate, but you see, oil prices went down, diesel prices went down. Now they're slightly going back up. Are they going to use that as an excuse to increase it by 8% when it should only be going up maybe 1 or 2%
Yeah,
more?
yeah.
No. And I do think there's a lot of that out there. I mean, to fix a home up today, it's outrageous. Never mind to build one or buy one. And
Even if you can
so
get the parts, even if you can get if you can get a good contractor, I always use Marcella here in Pittsfield, Ronnie Marcella. But if you can get a good contractor, you still got the parts. No, you're right. We're going to take a break. For those people who don't recognize this good-looking guy, his name is John Barrett. For 26 years, he was the mayor of North Adams. He's now in this. He's a state rep. You're still on Ways and Means, right?
no, I had to go off of all committees because when you're on chairman of ethics, you cannot serve on any committee
Oh.
so that there's any relationships or any things because I may have to ju be judge
Yeah.
some of those things. So.
Yeah. Well, I wish you had talked to me before you did that because for some
We're good.
advice. I mean, well, we'll let it go. All right, we'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, and we're simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301 in Pittsfield, and I'm going to get it up to North Adams. But why do I do these shows? They're the people who make the laws. They know a lot more than your brother-in-law, a lot more than the guy sitting next to you at the bar stool in the bar. They'll give you the straight skinny, and that's why I have them on. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. The good-looking guy you see there, his name is John Barrett. He's state representative. He represents Adams and North Adams and all the people up there in that district. We spoke, if you're just tuning in, we spoke earlier. I am so happy, and Mr. Barrett helped with this, that North Adams Hospital is back in operation. For so many reasons, it does give a community a. There's a one something on television, and I paraphrase. It's given us back our community or something. I believe that 100%. I really
Oh
do.
yeah. And the big thing is there's a lot of retirees up here. We have quite a few of those, and they want to stay in the area. And
Yeah.
you also have a very, which is every place, a shortage of primary care physicians. This will help hopefully bring them back. but it will help the colleges, the two colleges up here, Williams and MCLA, in their recruiting efforts, I'd like to think. But most importantly, every community or should have a hospital or close proximity to like they do in Northern Berkshire,
Yeah.
like they do in Pittsfield, like they do down in at Fairview. Those are so important to a community and the well-being of
Yep.
it. As I said in my remarks when I spoke up there, I said, it's like a library. Every community should have a library, and it always has had a library usually. And it's just like every community should have close access to healthcare. And of course, the battle on is to keep things under control with it. We're facing a real shortage in this country of insulin,
Yeah.
and we all know why. I mean, a lot of people are using it for other medical things, which is good, which is good. It's going to keep people alive longer and things like that. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we're producing more of it. But there's a serious crisis as far as that goes. But the number one thing after people hit the age of 50 usually is that, geez, I got to start worrying about my medical needs
Yeah.
and what's going to go on. And telemedicine, that's one of the good things that came out of COVID, is it
Absolutely.
opened up a lot of doors. And so that and the big thing said, well, why? You could have done it before. Yeah, you could have, but the insurance company wouldn't pay for it.
That's right.
And that's something the legislature got involved in and made it good. But healthcare is so important. And I can remember when over 400 or 500 people were working there. 20 years ago, my late wife was an operating room nurse there, and it was quite active. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
it was a lot of things going on. The population was much larger too, but I think it's a tremendous thing. And Berkshire Health Systems, I mean, they stepped up to the plate, and back some 10 years ago when the hospital closed, and they did some, basically saved it and put in a satellite operation
Yeah.
there. But satellite operation isn't the same as a full care critical access hospital. And through the efforts of Richie Neal, got that designation changed so that it would make this eligible for facilities like North Adams. And the way he said it, in typical Richie Neal fashion, he said, well, we just had to do a little tweaking here and there. It was no big deal. Well, let me tell you something, it was a big deal. And there had to be a lot more than just a little tweaking. And and then the administration at the hospital, Darlene Radovich,
Yeah.
worked very hard in getting this done. And my role was to help get it through the state regulatory process. And I'll tell you, the state people involved in that, from the secretary right on down to the commissioner, they were terrific.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
it happened a lot faster than what people thought. They said, oh, you'll never have it done. But you see, it was symbolic, if nothing else, to get it done on the 10th anniversary of the day that the hospital closed. That it, the 10th anniversary was the reopening now of this facility. And they have a lot of challenges getting ahead, as all hospitals, getting employees. I think the other concern too is preserving our nursing homes. They're under a lot of pressure today. You see them closing all over the state. In an area such as Berkshire County, where we have, as I said before, a lot of our seniors are over the age of 60, and a lot of them have to go to a nursing home at one
Yeah.
point or another. And so we have to look at all of those things. You never solve a problem with it not leading to making sure that you have to keep an eye on the situation, so it's the same thing with healthcare throughout this country. And I chuckle sometimes because some of them will come up to me and say, I'm so tired of down in Washington and every place else, all these earmarks. Well, I get, guess what? The best earmark that they ever came up with is you're using it. And they
Yeah.
said, what do you mean? I said, Social
Yeah.
Security, Medicare. I mean, all those are government programs and they're earmarks. Pay attention and make sure that you're putting people in office that are going to protect those things for you. And that's why it's so important. And we've seen people drift away from paying attention to politics. They said, I don't care who gets in, they're all the same. No, they're not all the same. They're not all the same because their policies are different and they don't understand the needs of the people they represent.
They're thinking. All
Yeah.
you have to do is watch television at the news any time of the day. Now it's 24/7. You can watch it. That's if you can maintain sanity. But yeah, they all. We have so many things that we take for granted. You named one, Social Security. As long as Congressman Neal is our congressman, Social Security will always have his vote because, and he said this on this program, Social Security helped raise him. And so when I hear some of these people, it's even local, John, and you'll understand this as a mayor. I like Peter Marchetti. I think the world of him, but you know, he didn't listen to my counseling either. But stay ahead of the parade committee. The hell with this mayor thing. Now the thing is cut. Taxes are everybody agrees taxes are high, but I have to tell you, John, we have a fire department that if I fall down, which I did last week, they can be in my living room in less than 6 minutes. And I can be transported to a hospital in less than 20 minutes. You have to pay. That's a service. And I don't mind paying.
Yeah, we don't appreciate them until we have to use them. And that's, I guess, just human nature in so many ways. But, you know, everybody says, you know, said to me, are you worried about your legacy? I said, no one's going to give a damn about my legacy, and I could care less either. I want to live in the now and get the smiles and the thank yous from the people that were helping. I said, what do I care other than I want to make sure that the work that I did while I was in public office carries on. You know, I have a saying that if you can, and someone gave it to me years ago, if you can touch the people, in a positive way of those that you'll never know, you know, down the road, then your walk through life was a good one. And that's the way you have to look at it, because I'll tell you, legacies, I don't understand them. And nor do I, we all like to be praised and we all like to hear that kind of stuff, but you know what, in the end, the only thing that counts is your health. If you got your good health, you got everything. And you got a good family, you got everything, because in the end, they're the only ones that are going to be there. And you have to understand, especially politicians have to understand that.
Yeah. Well, and again, people, I don't think they always do. You know, I think you're in the Gilded Age. I served on Capitol Hill in the Gilded Age. Reagan was president. Tip was the speaker initially, then Jim Wright. And there was collegiality. You might be a Republican today, a Republican, and I might be a Democrat, but we'll still sit together and have lunch. You know, I'm not sure it's that way anymore. And it's too bad that collegiality. And I've often said this. Maybe the federal government should look at the Massachusetts government and see how people can work together. Not that it's all peaches and cream, but you guys accomplish a lot in a budget session, and I don't think you all get that credit for it, that much credit. People just assume it's all here's a budget. Yeah, getting to the budget was a lot of compromise.
Yeah, and I see the mental health issue as being one of the number one problems in our society today. And, you know, nearly every gun shooting and every attack or whatever that takes place worldwide even is because of someone who is suffering through mental health problems. Some of our kids today, the abuse that they take and the bullying they take, you know, you watch even your TV shows, American Idol or something, the people on there that are being, you know, they're getting bullied and online because of the way they look or whatever. It's just so silly. And that's why I say the mental health issue has to be addressed in this country and in a big time way. We've tried to address it in the legislature, but we have to, you know, there's good laws in place, but there also is laws that you have to fund laws and make sure that it's just like you can have all the types of laws out there that, but if they're not enforced, what good are they? And it's the same thing with mental health. You can have all the laws and well, good intentions, but if you don't fund programs for them, they're not any good. So.
We got to talk before time runs out. Greylock Glenn. It's
Well,
happened.
it's happening, I guess. I don't like to comment too much on it. I came through with the promise that I said I would get them the money to do the welcoming center there, and it's near completion now. I had a different look on how I wish that they had gone, but it's their town and their community, and they have a tremendous opportunity to really turn that. I always believed that it should be a great environmental center there, that there should be a lodge and conference center that's going to bring the best young environmentalists and that are coming up through the ranks to deal with our environment. Because I'll tell you, anybody who thinks that we're not facing problems with climate change and other things just has had their head in the sand. I mean, where have we seen sustained winds like we've seen over the past 5 years? I mean, sustained wind. Yeah, we've had wind storms. They last for maybe an hour. Now they're 15,
All
20
night.
hours all night. And people's houses are being rocked like they never have before.
I can attest to that, John. There was one night a couple weeks ago that I really we had a new insert put in the front, the front door thing. And the wind was blowing so hard I thought the darn insert was gonna blow in. It was I mean, it was, and you're right, it lasted all night.
Yeah, it's just I mean, even the fishermen, the outdoorsmen are saying their streams are drying up. The snow that we're getting in the winter, it's not consistent anymore. We're seeing most of our snowstorms after in the past few years in March. And that doesn't good do the ski areas any good because the snow doesn't last too long. But there's just signs of it every place. These bursts that come out just hard rain that thunderstorms that really do damage. I mean, there's severe damage, and every time you turn on, I'm a Good Morning America guy, and I turn that on in the morning, and I'm telling they lead off storms across the country, storms. Everything is leading off with that now. Even the nightly news, storms in California, the central part of the state, New England. I mean, just and I love that word. They like to use copious amounts of precipitation. And I never knew what that word meant until I heard George Trotter on our local radio station up here say it for our local weatherman. But that's the way it is today. It's just a different world.
I think the trying to get back to what we were, that could be a futile effort. But a trying to, and you're part of it, I'm not, but you are trying to do what you do to create a better world, a better environment. That's what I wish some of these, more on a national level, politicians would shut their TVs off and just get to work. The world, in my opinion, right now is in a very tenuous position. We've got people all over that would do us ill. I mean, there it is.
Yeah, life doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, in that situation. And I don't know what the answer is, Bill, but I can tell you one thing that I hope that I'm getting close to my last rodeo in this business, and I hope the younger generation, because they have to come into it, our new leaders, and that they can be in a position where they prepare for it. Prepare for it. Learn about government. Learn what it does, and the important role that they can play in making it better for other people. Because, I always re recite the repeat what Tom Menino, the former mayor of Boston, always say. He say, Barrett, you got to understand one thing. It's all about the people. Nothing. It's all about the people, and he was so correct.
Not to blow smoke at you, but You were like that, and I understand. I think I've shared this, but I'll share with the other. One time, I had a print reporter pull me aside and said, "How do you have Barrett on your program?" I said, "Well, I ask him, but he comes on, yeah, and he converses with you, yeah. How do you do that?" I said, "Why are you asking?" He said, "Well, one time he didn't want to talk to me," and I'm thinking, "Really? Why?" Then I read a couple of his articles. Now I know why.
Oh, there's been a few of those over the years, but you know, a lot of this stuff in headlines and everything else. I always say that and a buck and a half will get you a cup of coffee, a small one at that, if you're lucky.
Yeah, senior coffee.
It really is. I'm not trying to play humble by any means, but I'm just saying it doesn't matter. I have a great staff that I'm fortunate to have. I have
yes,
an
you
excellent
do.
Person in Boston. I have an excellent person at the local level. And you know what? They have learned the number one thing they do is when someone has a problem, we don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, if they have any money, or they're rich or they're poor. We want to go as far as we can to help them, whether it's with a problem with their health insurance, or problem with their unemployment, or a problem anywhere along the line that the Register of Motor Vehicles, that's a favorite one. But we just want to help them. And I can say, I'll bet 80% of the people that we help don't even vote and don't even vote. So it's what a public servant should do. That's what it's all about in the end. And I get great enjoyment out of it, you know?
Yeah. It's like when I do this program, you know, I have to say, we had a couple of situations where we had to go to the Pittsfield Registry of Motor Vehicles. So I said to the Polish princess, "Get my backpack and we'll pack water and sandwiches because these are pretty involved and we'll probably be there most of the day." I have to recant that. I will tell you the quality of service we got in the Pittsfield Registry of Motor Vehicles from the head lady, whose name escapes me, but by now most people know, I forget where I parked the car. Down to the lady that we interacted with, could not have been nicer. But before, I have to ask you this, because I was asked this the other day. Are the state workers going to come back to or are they going to be working from home at least part of the time?
That I don't know, because that's the executive branch of government mainly that handles that.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be back, and they should be back. And, from that end of it, because, you know, do they have to work there 5 days a week? I don't know. Maybe they can work from home. But as far as I know is that the governor's pulled most of hers back in. I know the Secretary of State has the treasurer. I don't know. I know we've had a lot of problems in dealing with some of those there. And it hasn't been easy, I'll tell you. To be very honest. And being the patient guy I am, you know, it's not settling well. But I consider every situation dependent upon, you know, how we can best help the people as quick as we can. Sometimes we're lucky, but usually not lucky, and we don't get it done. But at least we get them an answer.
Yeah,
and that's sometimes just as important. But
you learn from one of the masters, and I did too. And he was a Republican by party. I'm not sure that was his philosophy, but. Silvio Conti and Nan Donnelly. And Nan Donnelly was his local office manager. And I had issues with my mother's Social Security. I have to tell you, Representative Conti and Nan Donnelly in that office and in the Washington office, they were, because my poor mother, I don't know what happened, but some guy in the local office said, you know, we can put you in jail. And we'll cry. My mother was 80 something. And sometimes people get drunk with power. But anyhow, long story short, you're the same way. I think the delegation is the same way. I really do. I think Pignatelli's the same way. Paul Mark. And the wonderful Gail Coretti, oh, God love her. She, what a loss. But
Sure was.
we hope that we hope that you stay in the office for another couple of years anyhow. You've still got hair, so there's no reason for you to leave for there. And I will say this, not thank you for being in office. You don't need to be. You don't need the frustration. But you get stuff done, and you get stuff done for the people. And that's what we elect politicians for. I remember one time I said to this lady, well, call it was Larkin there. I said, not Larkin, Nucifero. I said, call Andre and Nucifero and tell him. And he went, oh, shit, I don't want to bother him. I don't want to bother him. That's what he got elected for. If he
Yep,
bothered.
that's what it boils down to. But
Yeah.
it's always been a labor of love. I mean, don't think I haven't banged my head against the wall a few times over the years, and it's probably shown. But it's a labor of love. But
Yeah.
beyond that, there's certainly you don't get rich in this game if you're honest, and you have to have the right reasons, I guess. I love organizations, some of these nonprofits that help so many people
Yes.
because they're in the business for the right reason, and that's to help people. And it's been a joy because getting away from the mayor's office and seeing a lot of other things that I've never witnessed before in the job that these people do, whether it's a kid's place or another organization that is helping people all the time, and they need help. I mean, there's no doubt
Yes,
about
they
it.
do. Working at UCP for 7 or 8 years that I was there just exposed me to a whole world of need.
Oh yeah, and
John Barrett,
the Friedman Center, let me tell you, and they do a great job
oh,
too.
they're great. I
They
have them
do.
on. Now she's going to retire. What's going on there?
I don't know, but
Oh,
it's not
that's
fair.
unacceptable. That's unacceptable. God, retired her age.
And the
God, I got
audacity.
socks older than she is, and I can show them to you. All right, to my thank you so much. I'll be in touch. Safe trips back and forth to Boston. Lucky you. And to you and to all my listeners and viewers, and I mean this sincerely, God bless. And today, let's do something for somebody else. Put a smile on somebody's face. Give them a call. Somebody you haven't heard from in a while. I got a shock, and I'll share those very quickly. I texted this guy, and I called this guy, and it had been about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and he didn't get back to me, and he always got back to me. So I queried where he lived. I just being an old cop, and found out he passed away. Don't make that mistake. Check in with your friends. John, thanks a million.
Thank
God
you.
bless everybody. Have a good day. Happy Patriots Day. It's already passed, but I hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye.